Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
President Obama works on his message.
My most urgent task was to stop a financial meltdown and prevent this recession from becoming a second depression. In Ohio, we have done that. The economy is growing again. The financial markets have stabilized. The private sector has created jobs for the last 8 months in a row.
In the midst of hard times, the president's theme is a difficult one. It could be worse.
Can the president make a difference in midterm elections that history says his party is fated to lose?
Jobs, politics, and presidential punditry. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Thursday, September 9th. The president said a lot of things, and his Secretary of State said some things, and all of that has us wondering about the state of the United States right now.
The best of times and the worst of times politically for Barack Obama.
State of the nation.
That. It's very interesting. Let's get a check of the morning's top news stories. Wildfires in Colorado continue to rage this morning. The blaze has charred 7,100 acres, destroyed 136 homes. Firefighters say just 10% of the fire is under control. Yesterday they were saying they were going to be able to contain it. It hasn't really turned out that way in the last 24 hours. Laura McConnell of the fire management team says they're throwing all available resources at the fire.
We have 24 engines and approximately 200 firefighters that will be working the incident. We have five operational heavy air tankers that will be working. We have one of the smaller, we commonly refer to it as a SEAT, which is a single engine air tanker coming out of Fort Collins.
The problem, officials say, is that the fire has moved, winds have shifted, and they will reopen three subdivisions to residents today who had to evacuate. An estimated 3,000 people had fled the Boulder area because of the fire.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals says former prisoners of the CIA cannot sue over alleged torture in overseas prisons. The 11-judge panel ruled such lawsuits could expose government secrets, and as a result, those cases cannot go forward. The sharply divided ruling is seen as a big victory for the Obama administration's efforts to advance a sweeping view of executive secrecy powers.
Government officials and military officials are condemning plans by a church in Florida to burn copies of the Quran on September 11th, this coming Saturday. The pastor in Gainesville, Florida, says his church is campaigning against what he calls radical Islam and will not back down. But military officials, including General David Petraeus, are repeating their warnings that the event could trigger violent retaliation against American troops in Iraq and Afghanistan from Muslims who watch the events on television. President Obama has lashed out at Republicans in his Cleveland speech on the economy. In the home state of Minority Leader John Boehner, the president said his policies are the only ones trying to get America out of the economic slump. Obama made clear his opposition to extend the Bush-era tax cuts and rolled out a new $100 billion tax credit plan, saying it will give businesses the boost they need.
This will help small businesses upgrade their plants and equipment and will encourage large corporations to get off the sidelines and start putting their profits to work.
Meanwhile, House GOP leaders have announced ideas to freeze spending. They want to continue the Bush tax cuts, though.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the rampant drug cartel violence in Mexico is spiraling out of control. Clinton says if Mexican officials don't get a handle on the escalating violence, the country will deteriorate.
These drug cartels are now showing more and more indices of insurgency. All of a sudden, car bombs show up, which weren't there before. It's looking more and more like Colombia looked 20 years ago.
Her comments stem from the murder of a central Mexican mayor where a drug cartel is suspected to be involved. He's the third mayor to be killed in as many weeks and the sixth this year. Taking a look at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are up as well. The Dow starts at 10,387. The S&P at 1,098. The NASDAQ at 2228. So all morning we're exploring this idea of what it means to be an American. What are our values? Is this weekend's Burn a Quran Day by Florida a church a freedom of speech? Is it American? Christian? That's later this hour. And we're going to talk about America's role in the world as well, and what historic moment we are experiencing.
Coming up, two perspectives on the politics for President Obama right now.